Wednesday began with heightened tension for parents and students, with social media threats throughout the state in the wake of the mass shooting exactly 1 week after the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, which left 17 people dead. A threat caused a flurry of panic at two Collier County schools, caused another school to go on lockdown in Manatee County, and caused panicking parents to leave work, yanking their kids out of class. WGCU's Quincy Walters went to one of those Collier County schools.
On social media, a post made the rounds with hints of a potential threat that could happen at Palmetto Ridge High School and Gulf Coast High School, both in Naples. There were no lockdowns or evacuations at either school, but that did not stop a steady stream of parents and guardians from taking students out early. Michelle Rogerio, a former Gulf Coast high schooler, is here to pick up her little brother and cousin.
After hearing about Broward County, it's crazy. And then now here, there's a threat. Like, what is going on with these schools nowadays? I mean, honestly, devastating.
There were talks earlier in the day about a student walkout in solidarity with Stoneman Douglas students who marched in Tallahassee to champion gun law reform. Similar school protests happened all across the country, but did not happen at Gulf Coast High. Serena Dorvali, also a former Gulf Coast High schooler, comes to pick up her sister.
They're making bulletproof book bags now because it's such a threat now. Like, it's everywhere.
Both Collier County Schools and the Collier Sheriff's Department are encouraging students to report suspicious media posts instead of sharing them. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Naples.